I am here with the new old head basketball coach for Ben Davis, for the Lady Giants, Coach Stan Bench. Here with me, I am Zion Brown, doing this interview virtually from different locations. How are you doing today, Coach Bench?
I'm doing fine.
So overall, this obvious, what went into your decision to come back to be the head coach of the Lady Giants?
It was a tough decision, but I mean, when I was at Ben Davis the first time, I left coaching Utopia, went on to coaching college for a couple of years. And then I didn't like the college coaching that much. I went to Roncalli and really enjoyed my stay at Roncalli and enjoyed that. But then Coach Lance left and I had several people call and ask me if I'd be willing to come back. And, you know, Ben Davis is home. I love Roncalli, but Ben Davis is home.
And you are returning to a team that has won back-to-back sectionals and a team that has a lot of young talent. So how good do you think this team can be in the 2020-2021 season?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I haven't had an opportunity. I've coached against them. So we've been beaten in a couple of close games in the sectional, like you said. But at this quarantine and when are we going to be able to get together? And, leaves a lot of question marks right now. Hopefully we'll be able to have a season next year. So I'm anxious to actually meet them face-to-face, talk to them over the internet a little bit and emailed them, but I have not actually seen them face-to-face yet. So I'm looking forward to that.
And that kind of leads into my next question. Just how difficult has it been to take over a team during this COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, extremely difficult. I mean, it would be difficult for anyone, let alone, you know, these girls have never really don't know me. I think Kira and Sherelle leaving are the last two girls that I really had worked with at Ben Davis when they were in elementary school. So these girls are, it's brand new. Coach Lance and I coach very similar. He was my assistant when I was there the first time and he took over for me. So it'll be interesting for them and for me to see how we can get on the same page.
And it's only been a couple weeks since you took the job, but in what ways have you kind of been trying to reach out to the players and the coaching staff to try to at least, you know, set up some sort of program, some sort of communication between you guys?
Well, I had talked to Coach Goss earlier, and he has already set up some things where the girls are doing workouts on their own and reporting what they do and so forth. So we're just continue on with that. And I've been making calls to the coaching staff from last year and people who applied for the head position to try to get a coaching staff together and trying to do that virtually. And, we're making progress, but still I'd like to meet people face to face.
And we are a long ways away still from basketball season, but where would you stand on playing games with a limited number of fans?
Well, we're going to do what we want to do. You'd like for it to be a great experience. The girls that are in spring sports have already lost their season, so we'll see what's happened with fall. But, I mean, anything, any experience where they can have it, which is positive. But it looks like, you know, that may be something that's possible. But right now I'm just hoping that we get in a season regardless of what restrictions they put on us.
And lastly, what are some of your overall goals going into your second stint as the Lady Giants head coach?
Well, ever since I've coached, I basically had two goals. One, to make it a great experience for the players, and two, to consistently improve and make the last game we play the best game that we played all year. So I think it would be unrealistic to think that they could do what happened when I was there the first time when I finished, you know, we'd won 81 straight games. So, yeah. You know, I think since that has never been happened before, I think that would be very unrealistic. So we're just going to try to get better, try to build a program. Then when I'll end my coaching career at Ben Davis. And then when I eventually leave that, we leave it as one of the premier girls basketball programs in the state.
All right. Thank you, Coach Benz, and congratulations once again on getting the job.
Thank you very much.